Well, in the next hour of the programme, we're going to be opening the pages of what we like to call our Sunday supplement. Our show within a show, if you like, where we dip into the more leisurely side of life. We talk food, drink, travel, music, motoring, gardening, TV, and much, much more. In today's section, we're going to be joined by one of the country's best-loved Italian chefs, the man, the legend, Gennaro Contaldo, who's in the studio with us. As always, my foodie partner in crime, Julia Crouch, will be here. I don't know if I'm looking forward to this or not, but she's going to make me drink olive water. It's not as bad as it sounds. She's got some homemade Nutella with her as well, apparently. But also later on, wildlife author Mike Dilger is going to be telling us about his quest to find 1,000 plant species in 1 year. The quest born out of COVID lockdown boredom, perhaps? We're going to be finding out. He'll be in the studio to tell us. And finally, we're going to be going live to the red carpet ahead of tonight's BAFTAs, so stay tuned. Now, as we've been taking a trip back to the heady days of Britpop today, I've been asking you for your Britpop track. So what song epitomises Britpop for you? The era is often thought of as a bit of a boys' club, but lots of great female-fronted bands were there too. So producer Musty has picked this one out. Shake, Baby, Shake by Lush. Keep your Britpop songs coming in 87222. Start your message with the word Times. You could tweet us here at Times Radio. Now, as always, I'm joined in the studio by my resident food expert and food buddy, Julia Crouch, food writer whose fascinating articles can often be found in the pages of the Times. Hello.
Hello. Nice to be back. How are you doing?
I'm very well. We're both very excited, aren't we?
Yes,
because
we are.
Opposite us is the man, the legend.
Yeah.
Gennaro Contaldo, TV chef whose new book is called Gennaro's Cucina. Hearty work, money-saving meals from an Italian kitchen. Gennaro, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It's such a pleasure, especially on a Sunday, you know. I do love it. It's so cozy inside here. And then we're talking about food.
Yeah. Oh, what more could you want? And we've got some pasta.
Yes, I've got some pasta here, yes.
But, Gennaro, I can't believe, Gennaro, I thought he's going to come in to talk about the book, but no, he's brought food. He has brought food, which we're going to be getting to taste in just a moment. But before that, Julia's also brought something. I've been very curious because I read what you've written about this olive water. Now, Gennaro, yeah. Have you heard of olive water before?
Never.
Okay. Yeah, so I'd never heard of it before either, but I'm absolutely fascinated by it now and I drink it every day. So when I was in Tuscany this summer, I went for olive harvest season. And as well as eating a lot of olive oil, I also discovered olive water. It used to be a waste product of the process of making olive oil, but then this farm, Fattoria La Viala, where I was in Tuscany, decided to get it tested and realised that it's absolutely packed with polyphenols, which are basically a plant compound which have loads and loads of health benefits, reduce inflammation, so many things. And I just absolutely love the origin story of it. So basically, the great-grandmother of the three brothers who now run the farm used to drink it every day and she swore it kept her healthy. So they called it aquamora, which is dark water. She drank two little cups a day. She lived to 98 and she was like, this is the reason I'm healthy. And then when the scientific community tested it, they realised she was absolutely right. So it's really potent. It contains 20 times more polyphenols than olive oil. So it's such a rich source. The only thing is, it's extremely, extremely bitter. So it's not exactly the nicest tasting thing. But if you like bitter flavours, then maybe you'll be on board.
Well, you've brought us a little jar of it.
Yes.
I have to say, smelling it smells just like sort of very strong olive oil.
Yeah.
It's a potent smell.
It really is.
I quite like it,
yeah, do you like it? So this tiny jar, you would have to drink a litre of olive oil to have as much polyphenols as is in this tiny little jar.
Okay.
So
shall I try it?
Yeah, give it a go.
Okay. Shall I try all of it?
Yeah, do a shot. I always do a shot.
Okay. All right, here we go. Oh my God, that is so bitter.
It's extremely bitter. Gennaro, do you want to try?
Yeah, try,
please.
Gennaro, give us your thoughts.
Well, have you eaten olives, raw olives from the tree? It's bitter.
They're very bitter.
So, exactly.
This one, I won't have
a... No. Just have a little taste.
Mm.
little bit of olive oil. You can actually, I quite like it.
Yeah, I like it
too. Because you can put them on top of bread, which is a bread. It's like a toasty bread, special chocolate bread. Then you just drizzle a little bit of this fantastic. It's really good. Flew with these olives, because I can taste the olive. Drizzle a little bit extra virgin olive oil on top. Oh, my God. They're going to be good. I like it.
Yeah, I like
it's
it too.
It's sort of really intense olive flavour. In Greece, where I'm from, I don't know if I've mentioned that, we have these olives. They're sort of very dark, black olives, sort of quite wrinkly, and they are very, very bitter. For some people, they really, really like the sort of bitter olives. Mm. But that's quite nice. I can get into that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's good. I quite like it. But go back, now that I smelled and now I can start to understand a little bit more, I believe I hear that there's some olive growing. They also were cooking with this particularly olive water.
Mm.
But there was more than a thick substance, more the raisin or what it was left.
Yeah.
And that there was mixed.
And of course,
put them in a salad is fantastic.
Yeah. I think it could be very good. And I just love the fact that it used to be a waste product. They used to throw it away. And then the grandma was like, no, this is excellent. This is why I'm living to such an old age. And she was right. It just shows you that Nan's always right about everything.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Can I keep this a little bit for
me? Of course
me?
You can. Yeah, of course.
I'm going to make lovely salad. There's a lemon olive oil on top.
Recipe coming up from Gennaro. I bet he's going to have one out on the internet.
My goodness me.
You are so big on online. I mean, I've got to tell you why I don't cook carbonara anymore other than with your recipe. You did a fantastic